something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mara. How are you? Now, in a week that we're being told by politicians to have a shorter shower to save money, which is just laughable, and we've got a real person on with budgeting tips for a family who might be able to give us some realistic ideas on where to save money. Kaz is here, and your Instagram is Irish Budgeting Journey. Kaz, tell me how you got into this budgeting lark.
Yeah, so we had to get into budgeting. We are a single income family and we're on a lower income scale. So we had to get into budgeting just to be able to live off that lower income.
Yeah, yeah. And I'd say during times like now when we're the energy prices and everything's going up, you really are probably glad that you've been doing this.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad I've got a head start on it. And I've got a bit of experience behind me just to kind of help other people as well, because it's very tough right now.
So what are the things that you do? Because I know yourself and a load of other people on Instagram who are into the budgeting, you really kind of help each other as well. You know, you promote each other's pages and say, have a look at this one. You're very supportive. So it's not about keeping these money saving tips to yourself. You want to share them really, don't you?
Yeah, it's a lovely warm community. So we're all under the hashtag Irish Debt Free Community. And yeah, there's some brilliant tips on there. Things that I would never have thought of, and I use those tips in my everyday life as well.
And having a shorter shower, I assume, is not one of them.
No.
Okay, we need to get these women.
You've got to take your me time.
Yeah, we need to get these women into government so they can actually give practical advice. So, what are your tips then? What do you do then on a weekly or a monthly basis where you watch your money and you get by? What do you have to do?
So, the first thing I do is I set a budget. So I just make sure I have covered whatever bills are coming out, and I take care of my four walls, which is my house, is my utilities, travel for my husband to and from work and for myself to get around. And then I'm also looking after heating and stuff like that as well, and food. I make sure I take care of that. And then I just, with the rest of it, budget the rest of it out. That's the number one thing then I would do.
Are you finding it hard to do that now? Because we kind of don't know how much our gas and our electricity bills are going to be. Like, I keep getting a mini heart attack every time they come in recently.
Yeah, so I am. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I have to shuffle stuff around in the budget, especially with the fuel prices. There could be one price one day and they'll be up 10 cents the next day. We get paid every 2 weeks. So every 2 weeks I look at it, and I also have an emergency fund. I really recommend, if you can at all, put some money aside. I have €1,000 put aside, and that didn't happen overnight either. It takes time to build that up. So what I would do is just slowly put a little bit aside, and I have it in a separate account that I can easily access if I need it. And then if I get something come up that I wasn't expecting, I know I have that money there for a genuine emergency. So if you can, even just €100, it would make such a difference if you did get a big bill that you weren't expecting, because you don't want to get into debt, especially when we don't know when these prices are coming down.
I think in a lot of households, one of their biggest outgoings is grocery shopping. You really, really need to watch it. Like, I noticed there last week, a pack of yogurts I would normally buy, and they're fairly cheap, they're like 99 cents, they had gone up to $1.39. And then you look at the one next to them and you realise there's better value to be had. So I guess when you're doing your shopping list, you really do go with a list.
Yeah, I go with a list. I budget €100 a week for my family of five, and I bring the €100 in cash. I go around the shop with my list, my cash and a calculator, and I make sure that I know the exact price before I get to the till. Then I really am making choices as I'm going around the shop as well, because it'd be surprising what you could pick up, because you think you're getting a bargain. You know, these end of aisles you'll see, God, like, look at this big pile of toilet paper I didn't know I needed. You know, like, you'll see some deal and you didn't actually need it. I would slowly start reducing your budget on groceries if you can. Like, some food has gone up over 50% an item. Like, it's absolutely crazy. Bring your list. Take your time. Don't go when you're hungry. And if you can, leave the kids at home, do.
Oh, I know. That's the biggest problem I find. Oh, can I get this? Can I get that? You're like, no, I'm not made of money.
Yes. And my husband can be just as bad.
Yes, mine too. I have to agree. Anytime he's with me when I'm doing the shopping, he can be guaranteed it costs more. It's crazy.
Yeah. All the chocolate.
Okay, so when you're planning out what you're going to buy, I'd assume kind of most weeks you probably have roughly the same kind of shopping. The meat and that ends up costing a fortune. So yeah. Would you do meals without meat or how do you cut back?
So we do the odd meal without meat, but we do really like meat in this family. So what I would often do is I would pick up, if I see meat in the reduced section, I would definitely pick it up then, especially if it can be frozen. And then another thing I would do is I would bulk make a lot of meals. So, you know, the large packets of mince, for example, like I can make two, sometimes even three meals out of a packet out of that. So I would then divide it up, make them into a few different dump meals to just throw into the slow cooker. And I would just freeze them. And then you can take them out the day before and stick them in the fridge, in the bottom of the fridge, and they'll be defrosted then, ready to go the next day.
Yeah, that's a good
tip. And it's a time-saving tip too, because it can be so difficult with everything going on, especially after school and everything, to have any time to make these meals as well. So I would take some time maybe at the weekend just to make a few of these meals and throw them in the freezer.
Yeah, because we waste a lot, don't we? I know I've been guilty of that. You buy all the meat or all the food for the whole week. I put my hands up now, don't put them into the freezer, and then you find when you go to use it, they smell a bit dodgy. I don't really find that they really last as long as the date says on them.
Yeah,
and you're kind of afraid to risk it in case you get a tummy book or something. So of getting used to doing the freezing is quite important.
Yeah, a bit of organisation really helps. I have a whiteboard up as well above my freezer. My freezer's in the shed, and I just write down everything that's in the freezer. So if I look at that, then I can see, okay, there's 10 dinners there, and I can pick out what I'm going to have the next day or two out of that. And that really helps, because I have a chest freezer, and I don't know about you, but if I throw something in there, I might never see it.
I think there's stuff in my freezer since about 2015, to be honest. Okay,
so about once a month I just go through it and write everything up.
How do you resist buying things that you don't really need? Like, how, you must have great willpower.
I do and I don't. I put aside money every single paycheck that's just for me. I have great willpower with the rest of the money, but I allow myself that. So that's my own money, and I can do whatever I want. If I decide I want to go and hit pennies, I'm going to go do that. And I think it's important. It can get just way too stressful. You can get way too held in, you know, by your budget if you don't put some money aside just for you. Same goes for the kids and for the husband. Like, whatever, you know, they want to spend that on, that's up to them.
Do you do the envelopes that I hear a lot of budgeting people talking about, where they kind of think cash is king and forget about using the debit and the credit cards, actually don't even have a credit card in the first place? When you have cash, there's only so much money you can actually physically spend if you're not using the debit card.
Yeah, and it's so much harder to spend cash. Like, if you're holding a 50 or a note, it's so much harder to break that than if you've a load of coins. And I had a real problem with laser cards, especially during the pandemic. You know, we were kind of told, oh, a lot of shops didn't want us using cash. And I was just tapping the card, and sure, the limit went up for tapping, and I was flying it. I didn't know what it was expensive. And I really feel like we kind of have to go back to cash, even for a while. I needed to get back that discipline, and it has really helped us in our own budget. Like, we're hoping to be debt free this year, and we're kind of able to work towards that now, even on a really low income. And it is possible. Like, I actually don't know a single person who went to the cash envelope that hasn't really benefited from it. It is difficult, and you don't need to go in with all the envelopes in the beginning. You could just start off with food and maybe an area you're really struggling with. So, like, takeaways would be one that we would have struggled with in the past. And I really like that envelope.
Just explain to us what the envelopes are.
Yeah, so I basically have, you can buy them on Amazon, and there's also a load of people selling them on Etsy. But they're like a little Silofax, and they have PVC pockets in them. And you just divide up your cash from your budget into these different pockets. So I actually have two binders. One is every day, and then one is for sinking funds, so future expenses. And when I'm going to the shop, I just take the money out of that binder. I don't bring the whole thing with me. I just put it in my purse. And okay. That's as easy as it is.
So it's not a case of dipping into the money that's meant to be for something else when you're doing the groceries or whatever. Yeah, good idea. Yeah. There's a lot of self-discipline, isn't there, though?
There is, like, it takes a little bit of getting used to. That's why I definitely suggest only starting with one or two to begin with. And then it gets so much easier. But it makes such a difference, especially like you were saying with the food shop. I think it can be so easy to just rack it up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. When you started all this, were you in debt?
Yeah. So when we started all this, in the very beginning now, we were in quite a bit of debt. This was before I started my page. And we paid that off. And I think we really got fire in our bellies the year we paid off the credit card and saved 15,000 for our house.
Oh my God.
So that really put kind of everything in motion, really.
So do you have a mortgage then?
Yes, we have a mortgage. Okay. Yeah. We have a smaller mortgage. But yeah, we paid for our deposit in most of it in 1 year.
I'm assuming then when you say you have a smaller mortgage, your aim is to get rid of that altogether as soon as you possibly can.
Yeah, that would be the ideal scenario. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the plan for that? Like, when do you plan on having that gone?
We plan on becoming debt free this year. And then next year we will be saving about 3 months' expenses. If for whatever reason my husband couldn't work or either of us was sick, we just have some money put aside. But then after that, we will be chipping off the mortgage, yeah.
I think a lot of people are realising, we've been doing a good bit on the show about, you know, switching mortgage rates and all this kind of thing, where you can actually save money.
You can, yeah. And like, even if you're looking to buy a house, there's so many ways you can save money as well, because I think a lot of people now are realising you don't have to necessarily buy where you thought you wanted to buy. You could buy in a cheaper area, or you could get a house that needs a bit of work, and you can actually add money that way.
How did you get your 15 grand together in a year for the house?
We saved furiously.
Okay, you didn't go outside the door.
We did all the extra side hustles we could do, and we did extra hours in work. I was working full time at the time, and so was my husband. So he was doing it overtime. We were doing everything we could. We were selling every piece of furniture we had. And yeah, some months we even saved €2,000 in that year.
So. Yeah. It's one income. So I'm assuming you're at home, or your husband's at work. And would it make more sense for you to be out working, or financially would that not work because of childcare, etc.?
So we looked at the numbers, and it just didn't make any sense at all with childcare, especially because I have a gap between my older two and my youngest. There's a 9-year gap. Mm. So my youngest would have to go to a creche and my older two would be going to after school. So it just didn't make any sense financially. And the industry I was working in anyway wasn't very sociable hours. I would be in work till about 9:30. So I wasn't going to see them at all, which with the baby wasn't going to work. But no, financially, that was the biggest reason. I was probably going to be losing money, actually. And I had no idea of the price increases in fuel that were coming either.
So that must have been a big decision, though, even, you know, to kind of walk away from a job. You know, the way they say, oh, it doesn't matter if you come out with 50 quid at the end of the month. It's for when they go to school and that kind of thing. But I guess you were seeing it as, look, it's just not worth my while.
Yeah, like, to be honest, that was a massive reason why I started the page. I just needed something for me. Like, I obviously had been working, I had quite a career behind me, and I was struggling to walk away from that at the time. Emotionally, it's hard because you feel like you're just losing your identity a little bit, and you're just mammy, you know, which obviously is the biggest role in the world, but it still was hard to do.
And it's unpaid.
Yes, unpaid, and it can be not very social. So that was a massive reason why I started the page. I just wanted to talk to people and work with people, to be honest.
So what kind of stuff do you put up on your page then?
So I put up everything to do with budgeting. So I would put up my own story. So how I saved for our wedding, how we saved deposit for our house. But then I'd also show how to do a budget. I'm very open with our own budget. I show exactly where we are putting all of the money into what envelope. And then I also share little tips. I have, for example, quite a popular series. It's 5 meals for €5. and I show a little video there of how we're feeding five people in our house for €5. Wow. And they've gone very well.
Can I ask you just about those meals? Do you find that the quality of them is still good?
Yeah, I do. I put in a lot of flavour into those meals. I obviously don't show them all of those ingredients because they're store cupboard ingredients.
But they're cheap things to have in the cupboard anyway, aren't they? The spices and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's so important to remember, like, not everybody has enough to feed the family all the time. And I've had those moments, you know, where you're rooting, looking for a few coins. And I just want to make sure I can show people ideas of meals that they can make for less. Even just to give you an idea, you don't necessarily have to follow my exact meal, but it just gives you an idea of what you can get. I also do different shops because I want to show, like, you can do it in any of the shops. If you're not close to, say, what would be seen as a lower price shop, you should still be able to find a meal.
What are you doing then when it comes to the energy prices going up? Are you finding yourself making sure the heating's not on, or what are you doing? Because we're all kind of in a panic about that.
Yeah, the oil prices. We're on oil. And
oil has really gone up as well, hasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So we don't use the timer. That's a massive saving for our family. Instead, we just boost it there for 15 minutes or half an hour whenever we need it. And like, I'm at home all the time, so I'm able to kind of keep an eye on things. I know it's a bit more difficult when you're working outside the house, but what we do is we just have it coming on for half an hour in the morning, and that does us fine, and half an hour in the evening. It's getting a bit warmer now, so if you can put on another jumper, you can get thicker duvets to the bed, go for them if you can. And that's a massive saving with heating. The other thing we do is we actually installed a boost button for the immersion, so that you can just press the button and the immersion will only come on for 15 minutes or half an hour or an hour, and it just stops you leaving it on.
Yeah, the dreaded immersion. The 1980s Ireland, leaving on the immersion. There was never a bigger crime.
That really helps.
Have you found then, you know, well, before they put the prices up, that was bringing your bill down a little bit?
Yeah, that's helped a lot. It really has. Like, we were able to get a lot more out of the oil then. And then we're planning now to just not get oil now until the winter. The last fill we got, we're hoping it will now do us for a little while.
Yeah, I hope we get a good summer now and we don't need the heat. Does your husband use public transport, or do you drive, or what do you do when it comes to car costs?
No, he drives, and it would cost him, between tolls and diesel, it's costing him over €150 a week. So that is a massive drain on our budget.
God. And the electric cars are so expensive as well. Everyone's saying, oh, just get an electric car. Yeah, we would if we could afford them, the price of them.
Yeah, and my husband wouldn't barely get to work on an electric car. Like, we're rural. There is nowhere right beside us to charge the car. Obviously, we could charge it at the house, but even then, in work, you know, like, it's...
Then how do you get back?
It's not very feasible.
Yeah. There's so many things to think about, isn't there? When you know, it seems like a great idea, and then you're like, actually, it's no use to me if I actually can't get there. What about the kids? Do they get pocket money, or what ages are they?
Yeah, so my older two are 12 and 10, and they get pocket money. They actually have their own envelope. They also have a little mini business on the side that they run themselves.
Stop it, do they?
They go around to the neighbours and they get a few euros for our eggs. We have a few chickens here in the house.
Oh, brilliant.
And, they're little entrepreneurs now. They handle all that themselves.
That's gas. When we were kids, we used to be knocked around the houses doing Baba Job. Do you remember Baba Job? And you'd ask them, could you cut their grass for them, or could you, you know, wash their car or whatever? And you'd end up doing a worse job.
I would be surprised if that comes back, honestly.
I might do it myself at the weekend. Put my hair in plaits, try and look cute and knock on the doors. Yeah, Baba Job. Because I remember actually, it was before the pandemic now, but my niece decided, she was only like 8 or 9, and decided to set up a lemonade stand on her road with her two pals. They made 70 quid in an hour. because they look so cute. And I said, get out there, do that again. So brilliant. So look, we're going to follow you there on your Instagram, Irish Budgeting Journey. You might just be able to pick up a few tips on how Kaz is doing it and making it work. How long have you been budgeting, would you say, realistically now?
I'd say I've been budgeting about 4 years.
And it's obviously made a huge impact for you.
Yeah, it's made such a difference, yeah.
Do people still invite you out though for dinners and nights out and stuff, or do they think, oh, this crowd won't go out anywhere?
Oh no, we're still invited everywhere. I love a good night out.
Yeah, okay.
It's been a while now.
Yeah,
with the baby.
With your Penny's haul, she'll be out on the tiles. Fantastic. Well, listen, we'll have a look there at Irish Budgeting Journey. You'll get loads of tips and videos there that we don't have time to go into today. But thanks so much for sharing with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
Not at all. Thanks a million. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.